A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Shoot 360, one of my favorite places in the world, because I love basketball, and I love get the idea of getting better at basketball, even at my big old age of 33, which is old according to the internet. That's a hard thing to come to grips with, Brad. 33 being old, it sucks. But
sorry, bro.
You can get better at the game of basketball no matter how old you are. That's the truth, especially if you got somebody that still has potential in your house, right, like a son or a daughter or a niece or a nephew. Get them out to Shoot 360. Get a membership, passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills, everything imaginable there at Shoot 360. NBA players invest in it. NBA players use it. What better case for you to get a membership? Get out there and see what it's all about. 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville. Shoot 360. Changing the future of Memphis basketball and basketball around the world. All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Grades. Who loves grades? Brad loves grades. Brad said all the Mayberry teachers gave him good grades.
I did not say that. That is actually not what I said. I said the Mayberry, they were good teachers. The second part is false.
Okay, so
the grades were not so good.
Okay, so they were Mayberry, but they did not give you fake North Carolina style grades.
No, I actually performed poorly.
Okay.
But, you know, that's the other thing. Not everybody gains a trophy, John. I didn't need to get A's to verify my identity.
There you go. He didn't need the A's. He was gonna make it happen regardless.
Forge ahead.
That's right. Well, we did grades for a lot of programs. We did Memphis. We did Texas. We did Texas A&M. We did, you know, a lot of schools. Mm. And we did Memphis.
Okay.
And this is I'm acting like people know what I'm talking about. Rob Dosher and I for Field of 68 did a series of off-season grades, and Memphis was one of the first that we did for obvious reasons. And I'm just going to play a clip from the full video, and then we'll elaborate and go a little further on what is said.
All right, give me your best case scenario for them and kind of where your expectations are, because I think that this is another situation where, like, if they get in the tournament, this season would be an unmitigated success. I think that that's going to be a tough hill for them to climb this year.
Yeah, I think the expectation at this stage in Penny's career should be to finally win the AAC regular season. I think they'll be co-favorites. It's never happened, Rob. Penny has never won the AAC regular season. Now, Houston existed, you know, we know that, but Houston didn't exist last year, and they still did not get it done. South Florida was the champion in the AAC last year. It's time for Memphis to take its claim as the best in the AAC. I think success is I'll say this, best case is making the tournament. That's the best case scenario, and maybe winning a game. But my expectations are that this team, based on if we're going to use history as our guide and just what we know about flipping rosters, I think the expectation should be to miss the tournament. That's my expectation. I hope they surpass it, but my expectation is that they don't get in, they fall a little short.
Yeah. I'm kind of there with you as well, which is why when I'm grading their offseason, I am giving them a D. I'm not going to go D minus. I don't think you should give them a D minus, but I'm giving them a D.
Because is that the worst grade of the offseason so far?
No, it's not. There's
okay. Oh God, there's
there are others that can be worse.
Hey, you didn't have the worst offseason, Memphis.
But I'm giving them a D for a bunch of different reasons. You had to clean house. You had all the changeovers in the staff. You didn't get any of the big name transfers that you wanted. And the guy that you were kind of banking on being your savior decided that he's going to go pro for, I think he got a two way, right? David Jones? He didn't even get a guaranteed contract. So
the Sixers, yep.
Yeah. So, like, that's just, you're in a situation where you have a roster that I don't even know if I would pick him to be the favorite in the American right now. Like, I've done zero research on that at this point. Right. I've just kind of looked at Memphis, and I know what FAU is going to end up being, and I know that the South Florida lost, like, all their dudes. But even so, it's just kind of like, I don't know, man. We're going to have to see it before I believe.
I think they'll be co-favorites with UAB. That is my guess. They'll be preseason co-favorites with UAB's bringing back Luxembourg. And he was obviously a huge player for them last year. So my guess is they'll be co-favorites. I'll be a little more lenient than you were on the grading, just because they did get, Kobe Rogers was a guy that was recruited by Kansas and Alabama. Tyrese Hunter, we know, was a big time player at Texas. Dane Danger, Illinois. These are Power Five type guys. So I will give them a C. I'm going to give them a C, but is a C good enough for where this program should be this far into Penny's tenure? I think the answer to that is no.
So that's where Now.
That makes me feel like dog piss on this Tuesday.
Well, first of all, the idea that I am doing a show with somebody and I have the best grade for Memphis is kind of crazy, right? Like,
now, nope. You did just show the Penny Hardaway. Was that a Pez dispenser you just showed on the broadcast?
Is that what that was?
What would you hold up? You were holding something.
That was a bobblehead. Yeah,
bobblehead.
It was a Penny Hardaway bobblehead.
Yeah, so at least you're repping. I mean, you had a better grade than Rob. Now, Rob, in fairness, he's like, what limited research I've done. So
on the rest of the league. But
so he has to dive in. You had done more, it appears.
Yeah, listen.
I'm not sliding, Rob.
I think Rob is being a little harsh for a D.
Well, these national guys, he's more plugged in than most of the national folks, him and Goodman, but, like, they are now done with this.
They are.
They are done with this crap.
They are.
This smoke show, this, and especially with the thin roster.
I think that's 100% accurate.
They're done.
I think that, if you're looking to anybody in the national media for any kind of grace this season, you're not going to find
it. That ship sailed, bro.
Yeah, and I think Rob was probably one of the last ones standing in that regard, because I think most other people have sort of, like, moved on from
everybody except Josh Pastner, former coach, who comes on media and brags about the program.
And, unfortunately, Josh is disqualified.
Yeah, he's too rosy about this stuff.
So, I think that's the upshot here, is that there are really not people have just said, hey, it's been 6 years.
We're done with it. Go show it.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's not. Mm-hmm. I think the national media coverage of Penny at the beginning was unfair. I thought it was unfair. I thought that people were way too, harsh and at times malicious, I would say. With bad intentions, like Dockett specifically.
Dockett, and he got popped for it.
And he did. Yeah. And now he's, covering politics, basically.
Silly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, that kind of gives you an indication, right?
Yeah.
But at that time, he was a broadcaster for ESPN. He was still that. Yeah. And he was calling games.
He was calling games, right.
And I thought
He was calling Memphis games.
Yes, he called a game in one of the South Dakota games.
Now, slightly two-faced about it, because you'd hear him the day after he ripped the hell out of Penny, and then he'd be on the sideline like, I spoke to Penny, and it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, like, no, come on, brother. Yeah. We know where you stand.
Yeah.
He said he's playing coach.
Right.
Like, what does that even mean? Anyway, point being, like, this is going to be a year where it's not going to be about the coverage that you get. It's not going to be about the national perception of your program. It's only going to be about the results now. And I think you can have, or I should say, leave it to a point where it's undisputed from a national conversation perspective if you make the tournament. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Jason, I think his stance has been win a game in the tournament.
Yeah.
I am a little less insistent on the actual results there.
You think the expectation should be probably missing the tournament.
I think, from what
do you have
completely
on a paper
objective perspective.
Good.
What should the expectation for this Memphis basketball roster be? Like it should be considered a great year if they make the tournament.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'm leaning more toward, again, because we've had this discussion about Memphis. When you flip rosters to this degree, it's never happened. It's happened one time when 15% or fewer minutes are returning, and it was Iowa State 3 years ago. Every other time, it's been a miss. You know, and then when you get into even when you parse that from 15, you take it to 10, which is where Memphis is at, zero. Zero teams have done it. Yeah. Now, again, it's only been, 3 to 4 years of the portal.
Smaller sample size.
Teams are going to do it.
Yeah.
But it's very difficult, clearly, because, what does, I think, give you an advantage in this day and age is continuity. Mm-hmm. And the teams that have more continuity, even in the portal age, are the teams that win big. I mean, just look around. I mean, I don't think I have to.
Well, can we count Musa as was on the roster?
No.
We
got to be returning from the year prior.
We can't say, hey.
Got to be returning from the year prior.
So you feel where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I mean, it still wouldn't get you over.
Still not at the percentage rate.
15%.
I'm drawing straws here.
Yeah, no, it's tough, man. It's tough. But, I mean, again, you look around college basketball last year, for the most part, it was teams that brought back their dudes.
They really needed the David Jones thing. I mean, is that needed that to happen?
For a variety of reasons. I mean, not only just for the more returning minutes, but it's more so about what his absence leaves. You know, and what his absence means, because you just didn't have anybody else that could step in and do the handle the scoring load the way that David Jones was prepared to do that.
Is it helpful they get these additions? Like they added this transfer yesterday. That was
a walk on.
Yeah, okay.
The young man's a walk on.
A JUCO player
I don't even know.
Apparently played out of Fayette. I can see where the grades are coming in here now.
Yeah, I mean, PJ Carter last week was about as good as you're probably going to be able to do.
Yeah.
A guy that's basically a double-figure scorer.
Not even a starter, probably.
But you need something else.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to have more shooting than you currently have, and he at least does bring that. I think it's going to be a difficult year. I've said that before, and I believe that. I mean, that doesn't mean that I don't think they can't have a good year. I believe they can have a good year, but it's going to require some things happening that have just never happened. Yeah. It's going to require being able to bring this team together, being able to identify roles, being able to continue to make sure that those guys stay happy. And that has never really happened here. I mean, the last time where roles had to be defined, I mean, the last two times, I would say, was last year. And it looked good for the beginning, but that was a big tease, and then I would say the Imani Bates year was the other time when I think about, okay, because 1920, which was James Wiseman's year, I mean, the train got derailed in the first two games.
Early.
You know, and so at that point, it's just, who knows what that could have been with James. But
the South Carolina game, I think, is the one he played in. That didn't look great.
You're thinking about Oregon.
Was it Oregon?
They beat the hell out of South Carolina. Upstate looked great, and they played Oregon.
It was kind of.
But he had the whole thing hanging over him, though. He wasn't supposed to be out there on the court. He had a temporary injunction, a temporary restraining order just to be on the. It was ridiculous.
That's fair,
right? So I can't really, it's hard to know.
It was a mess early.
Yeah, we'll never know. So in terms of the 2 years where I feel like the main priority for Penny was establishing roles prior to this one, where it was 21-22 with Imani Bates at the point guard, and then it went Jalen Duren, and then it was this past year with basically a brand new team.
Did they have Precious on that 21-22?
No, he was the one and done. He was gone after the first year. He was Wiseman's year. Wiseman's year, and that's when he became the five.
Yeah.
So,
saved it for him, really, that year.
Whatever it was because of Precious. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. It wasn't much, though. I mean, they weren't a tournament team.
Scrapped it together.
Yeah, I mean, they won, 19 games or whatever, but it wasn't like any kind of, proud year by any stretch of the imagination. But I think that's the thing. Kendrick Davis came in, and it was just obvious what his role was going to be. He was going to be the leading scorer. He was going to be the point guard. Wasn't really much to he came in where it was just like it was undeniable. He was AAC Player of the Year. He was an absolute monster, experienced. We know this is what he is.
Yeah.
He's going to be our guy. And DeAndre was here, and DeAndre was cool with that. DeAndre was like, I'd love to play with you. They were both from Houston. It was a great – Penny did a great job. Penny did a great job of combining those players, right? Whereas last year he did not do a good job of picking the right combinations. Those guys have fault on their own. It's not just about Penny because, again, this is a business now. This is a business now where players are paid, and it is their duty and responsibility to be professional. And I think at times last year that team was definitely not professional. I know it's weird to say because it's college, but, this is the world we live in now, people. And I think those guys dropped the ball quite a bit.
This is – and kind of what you're implying, if I'm not trying to say you said this, so I'm not putting words in your mouth, but the discussion that fans were having was that Quinterly was not all in on this thing. Like, he's sitting out games.
Jordan Brown, that debacle, I mean, it wasn't just Quinterly. It was multiple guys, which is the issue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Multiple
guys not bought into the program.
Maybe that's a function. And then also, clearly everybody did not love playing with David Jones. It was just a lot. And
you had a big injury midseason.
It was right, exactly. You lose Caleb Mills, so that's kind of the guy. That was the only guy that was, willing
to defend
and sacrifice and not complain and bitch about not getting enough shots. He was the only guy that was going to do that, right? So you lose that. It's not ideal. I don't know anything. I don't know that much about this group. I don't know that much about I see a guy in Dane Danger who was a backup. At a power five
school. I'm not sold on him. I think that the Haggerty is the piece, right?
Well, he's going to have to be the leading scorer.
Yeah.
I mean, I think. But, Dane just coming in expecting touches. Tyrese Hunter is coming in expecting touches. Mm-hmm. P.J. Haggerty is coming in expecting touches. Kobe Rogers is coming in expecting touches. And so I need to sort of know where is the – sacrifice going to come.
Musa?
Because Musa's...
Don't shoot the ball, Musa.
Musa's coming off the bench, man.
He's not our starting five, so it'll be Danger just at the five?
And Jordan at the four. Okay. I think Jordan is of course he's going to sacrifice. He announced before the season even ended that he was coming back.
Yeah, he's paying the university at this point.
I guess, man. He's happy to be here, which is good. You need people that are happy to be here. There's no doubt, because last year you knew there were not people that were happy to be here. But I think that's the part of this that they're going to have to definitely figure out. And look, they're here early.
Yep, that's helpful.
Which is I'm a big proponent of full off seasons. But listen.
See, that's what Rob doesn't know.
People think I'm the biggest hater of Memphis basketball that ever existed. People think I'm the biggest hater of Penny Hardaway that ever existed. And I
don't think people think
people
that.
People do think that. People do think that.
Why?
People think, I don't know, man. I don't know.
You've defended him on here.
I have absolutely defended him before. I defended him as recently as last season. But what I need people to understand is that my role is I'm a thermometer. I'm a thermometer. I'm a truth-telling thermometer. What you guys want, this is what you guys, not all, but what some of you guys want is you guys want a thermometer that lies.
It's not 97.5. Right. Yeah, we want you to say that it's 98 or 99 or 100.
You guys want to be sick and dead in your bed, and you want to be able to take the temperature and say, "Oh, it's just 97.6. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine." That's what you guys want. I'll tell you when it's 97.6, or I'll tell you when it's 102. I mean, I'll I've always been willing to do that, and people have all their little theories that they come up with as to why I do. And let me tell you something: it has nothing other than the fact that I care deeply about the Memphis basketball program and want it to be successful and believe that it can be. You know, I think the problem that I see a lot of fans, and again, this is sort of in the internet, so take that for what it is.
Bingo.
But I see a lot of people more interested in trying to put a ceiling on the Memphis basketball program. Like, they want to tell me what it can and can't
Penny
be.
Penny did.
Right.
Penny did.
Penny did. Penny wanted to say what it can, could. And honestly, again, that was the biggest thing of that entire interview. That was the biggest thing that I took an issue with, is that he should know better than anybody. He should know better than anybody. Like, if you don't think that Memphis can be better, what are we doing here, right? Like, what are we doing? It's convenient to sort of the results, right? But I always say this. Don't retrofit the expectations of the program to rationalize your results.
Be. Right.
And that's just what I always tell people. Like, don't diminish a job and don't marginalize a job to justify lack of results.
Right.
That's not what we're doing here, right? We can never do that. If we believe that Memphis basketball is the program that, I mean, and again, top 30 historically, Jeff Goodman came on here 2-3 weeks ago, said Memphis has the top 5, top 10 NIL. Now, maybe you guys don't want to believe that.
Because
everybody always says Memphis has no, it just depends on the day.
Yep.
If Memphis gets a good player, they have great NIL. If they don't get a good player, they have no NIL. It just depends on the day. But I don't think my expectations on a personal level are that crazy for Memphis. I think my expectations on a personal level are win your league, make the tournament, let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just, I don't even put second weekend, final four, I don't even put that on them, because the tournament it's literally nothing but variance.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen the highs and lows of that, right? We've had times with Memphis where, you know, I think about the Texas A&M game where Antonio Anderson makes, you know, huge nut free throws, right?
Yep.
And I've seen the wrong side of it when nobody can hit a free throw.
Yep.
And Kendrick Davis turns it over, which he didn't do all year long. And, you know, there's a jump ball that should have been, but it was, it should have been a timeout. You're gonna live on both sides of that coin
the
in the tournament.
You can just stack them.
But you can't even have that argument.
No.
If you don't get there.
Right.
If you don't get there.
No, I think the fans, I don't want to speak for fans, because there are fans who think they should be the Sweet 16 no matter what the year. But given the history over the last 5 or 6 years, fans will be happy if they make the tournament.
Well, I think getting to the tournament is good enough. I believe that.
I actually think it's more important than, and I know you said the conference is important. Fans are down with that, and that's a byproduct to get to the tournament.
Yeah.
But, like, let's say that you were an at-large, you got bounced in the conference championship, or vice versa.
Right.
You're in either way. Like, fans are going to be more excited you're just in the damn tournament.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's just been such, it's like,
well, because,
bro.
Again, here's what has to happen, okay? My guess is, this is just my guess, season ticket sales way down.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be way down. Like, it's going to be tough. I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I'm guessing.
Mm.
And so what you really need to do is be able to sell people again on progress, on we're making something happen. You want to be able to, if you're Memphis basketball, if you're Penny Hardaway, to be able to point at this past season and say, that was an anomaly because I unfortunately picked a couple of bad apples.
Right, X, Y, Z.
You know, and you can do that with a straight face if you make the tournament. That's what I believe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because
that's
fair. Who knows what happens if you get there, right? Anything can happen. We've seen it. I mean,
yep.
Purdue lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. The next year they were in the national championship game, right? Crazy stuff happens in the tournament. Someday you'll be the beneficiary of that, I promise.
Yes.
But you can't be the beneficiary if you don't gain entry. It is 2 + 2 = 4.
People bag on Rick Barnes, and I know you're not the biggest Rick Barnes fan, of course, but, like, I would take Rick Barnes' result 9 out of 9 times.
Well, because, again,
you need to be in the friggin' game.
Well, first of all, he got the Elite Eight last year.
Yeah.
Right? He got the Elite Eight last year. And the truth of the matter is it's about at-bats.
Yep. Look at Matt Painter. Well, Matt Painter lost this year. But, like, until he gets there, it's like, he sucks.
I always said this. I was saying this during Field of 68 shows last year. I was like, listen, everybody has this sort of opinion about Matt Painter because he's gotten to the tournament,
right,
and he's kind of, you know, defecate on himself. And I understand that. But he's also won a lot of Big Ten championships.
Yeah.
He's been really freaking good over sample sizes of 35 plus games in a season, right? And so I think that is probably where, like, I think we probably do a we have it ass backwards in the way we view college basketball coaches, right? Like, it's all about what they do in the tournament.
Yes.
It's why Kentucky fans were sick of Cal, because they were forget the rest of it, forget the recruiting classes, forget the regular season.
Which I think is still absurd. I disagree with it.
And they're gonna rue the day. They're gonna rue the day. I have no doubt about that.
I still think it's bananas.
But they
are great examples.
They were sick of it because
And now Arkansas is gonna reap the rewards, bro.
No doubt. But they were losing the first round to Oakland and to St. Peter's. And again, I get it. That's embarrassing.
Wait till they go get their ass kicked by Arkansas.
And it doesn't help when you look up and you see Reed Shepherd going off in the summer league. I get it. Rob Dillingham going off in the summer league. What the hell? Why could that not have worked at Kentucky?
Right.
And the truth of the matter is because it's a different game. It's a different game entirely when you're just letting Reed Shepherd go and you're letting Rob Dillingham go.
That's right.
It's different altogether, man. Yeah. And that's summer league. That's not real basketball, right?
Yes.
That's a joke. That's a farce. And I love summer league basketball. Yeah. But I think we have it ass backwards when it comes to we judge coaches based on how many games they win in March, and we'll completely ignore December through February.
The translation to the pro game, it's the same with Zach Edey. Like, Zach Edey is not going to play 35 minutes a game. Like,
right.
Zach Edey's going to play 20.
Yep.
He's also going to be a pick-and-roll player. He's not going to be a banger like he was at Purdue.
Exactly.
So it all flips a little bit. I just hope they make the tournament, though, back to Memphis.
Again, I think if you win – Getting in the tournament is important.
Yep.
It's vital. It's crucial. You have to. But I think damn near as important as that is winning the league. Like, you...
Yeah, I guess. I just think fans are like... You know.
If you win the league and don't make the tournament, I get it. But you're
going to... I know
you
really have to do both.
You're going to make the tournament if you win the league.
In this case, you're in such a crappy conference.
Yes.
You just got to go do it.
Yeah, man, it's like, how has that not happened? Now, this even predates Penny, right? This predates him. This isn't even all on him.
Yeah.
But how has it been since the days of CUSA that Memphis has won a conference championship? I'm not talking about a tournament, okay? Again, that's variance. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about over the course of 16 to 18 games,
yep.
Memphis proving that it's the best in that league. It hasn't happened since 2012, I think, when they were in
Look,
USA.
Josh got contracts off of not winning the league and beating UTEP in the final, down there at the end for the conference championship.
Yes.
He got years out of that.
Now, that was his
One
first
game.
Year, you know, or second year, I should say.
But he got extensions. I mean, it's amazing
but
what
he
making
also,
the tournament can do.
But he also went 16-0 in Conference USA
quite
a bit. I mean, it happened more than once, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, he was running through CUSA. And
so far, his tenure has been better than Penny.
His tenure is now. I will again. You have to sort of give the context. He inherited a much better machine.
That's fair.
Than Penny. Like, Penny had to. He had to really like.
Yeah. Well, we
put
know,
his gloves on and operate here.
Well, hello then.
Yeah, we know that deal.
Yeah. So I mean, again, but where I do sort of go sideways a little bit with it is. He got it going. He got it going, and now it's not going anymore. So that scares me. And it's hard. It's hard to get it back going, you know? And that is why I think everybody agrees that this is – I mean, it is the most important year for him at Memphis, and that needs to end in a tournament appearance. It just does. Because if it doesn't, you're not convincing anybody that it will turn around. You're just not going to be able to do that. Now, people are going to want to argue about, well, what are you saying? Fire him. All I'm telling you is how it's going to be received. Okay? All I'm telling you is if it doesn't happen this year, people are going to think it will never happen. And that matters to your season tickets.
Yep.
That matters to your brand. And it matters to, like, I mean, Memphis is in the Maui this year, right? Like, Memphis is in the Maui Invitational. And this was something that was, you know, scheduled 2 years ago. Let's not forget. That from the years 2014 to 2018, Memphis was out of the conversation entirely. They weren't getting in these fields. They went from Maui to Myrtle Beach. They're playing in Myrtle Beach with your grandma. You know what I'm saying? With her Taurus. That everybody was taking a road trip.
They had Granny's Taurus.
It was but that was, you know, that was again pre-Penny.
No, yeah.
But that's how
that's
fast it can happen.
To get it out of the dumper.
That's how fast it can happen. Your brand can suffer.
No, I will argue though, John, and I'm not trying to go in here. I'm just playing devil's advocate because this is the conversation we're having. A lot of that was Penny's brand. In other words, and he got some recruits.
Yeah.
But now we're in that, you know, show me the baby, not the labor pains deal.
He was showing. He was showing because he had, you know, he had the number one defense at one point with in 2000. They didn't make the tournament because the game got canceled. Houston didn't make it up. They had bad luck with the buzzer beater there from Tremont Mark. Like, there are certain things that I am willing, again, to forgive because I'm a fair person. I'm a fair and honest person. I should be a judge.
Yeah, I mean, you're impartial.
I am actually partial, but I am.
Which president would appoint you? Would it be? No, I'm just kidding. Well, I'm sorry.
It just depends on. It just depends.
I don't answer that. Let's not answer that. I'll get an email.
But I should be a judge, and I think
you're not partial.
The reality is that, you know, you have shown things. There has been potential. There has been glimpses over the years of what this could be. You know, it just, for whatever reason, hasn't all happened at the same time. I don't want to look back at that missed timeout call against FAU and think that that was like the moment. I don't want to look back at that time and say that had to be it and that was it. Had to have it. Didn't get it. Mm. I lean more towards that by the day. But I'm happy to be proven wrong. I want to be proven wrong. I want this team to come together individually. I want PJ Haggerty to look like the player he was a year ago.
Absolutely.
I want to see AAC bumps from Danger and Hunter. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I think that's possible.
I do too.
I think it's possible. I want Memphis to become the first team to return so little minutes from a year ago and make the tournament.
Do something.
And by the way, I'm not saying that there's anybody from last year that should have returned.
Right.
But that's in and of itself the issue, isn't it? Mm. I mean, the fact that you recruited the entire roster.
Well, we talked about David Jones for so long.
Yes. The only guy that you wanted to bring back was David Jones.
That's it.
Like, maybe you would have brought back Naquan Tomlin, possibly, but nobody else.
And the waiver you're trying to
have brought back. Mills, but we knew that was not going to happen.
Right.
But a big part of that group was not good enough, you know, or was a chemistry issue or whatever the case may be. So.
Well, this was why when you asked me about who was the kid from Illinois, it was Hawkins was trying to get like million plus,
he
2 million.
He got 2 million from whatever it was, Kansas State.
I will argue you might needed to pay that kind of dough.
Well, I don't know if they had 2 million. I don't think they had 2 million.
Can't we get it from football? Football's got all this money.
Man, ain't nobody giving you football's money, man. What, you trying to cause a civil war?
No, I'm not trying to bang on Silverfield, man.
It ain't happening.
My guy is he's got tarmac money versus the packing zone.
No, football is not having any money taken away.
They are loaded, man.
Yeah.
My guy is over there at Memphis. Like, I was talking to one of the players on the team yesterday. He was in the
shop. Oh, you're talking to a player.
Yeah, I was talking to a player yesterday.
Gotcha.
He was here.
Okay.
Visiting. It might be an intern. I don't know. Sometimes these guys come through.
We had Memphis athletes intern before.
Yeah, so.
Markel Crawford.
Oh, I remember Markel interning with the show.
Yes.
Was he a good intern for y'all?
He was fantastic.
Amazing. What was his main skill that he was?
He was a great listener.
Oh, good.
He's a great listener. He really was receptive to information.
I wondered.
He was receptive, man.
Well, good. I'm glad he learned something while he was observing the show.
He did. And then he transferred.
Yeah, he did. Clearly, he didn't like it.
He took his information to Ole Miss.
Damn.
He took what he learned to Ole Miss.
But this player, first of all, he drives a really nice truck.
Gotcha. Like,
I think all of the Memphis players drive nice trucks now.
Gotcha.
Like, you, if you're on the Memphis campus now, like, you're.
Yeah, no, it's a big time deal.
And you at least got $600 from EA Sports.
For sure. Yeah, $600.
And you get a suit, it appears, and you get all the stuff that comes with the scholarship. That's before you even get Fred's money.
That's right. That's right. So,
if maybe Penny needs some of that.
I think Penny does get some of that, but it ain't coming at the expense of football. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, it's got to exist separately.
Bro, we're four deep at running back. What do we need a fourth one for?
Well, I'm saying basketball has its own thing. Basketball got the Bluff City Collective. They got their own.
That's fair.
You know, so we got to leave football. We got to let football be great.
I didn't mean to do that.
You're just feeding in to the old problem. You're feeding
that's my bad.
You know what I'm saying?
All boats rise.
So anyway, look, I think to bottom line this, I think Rob was being harsh with the D. I think I was being fair with the C. But you guys won't say that. you guys will complain and complain and complain in my mentions, as if we don't all have eyes, and I won't get the credit for being a nice person. I'm used to that. We'll come back. Ryan Horvath's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, college football at large, lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ryan Horvath is one of the hosts on BetMGM tonight, which conveniently I'm going to be doing with him all week next week. So this is just a preview of that show where we get to get together for 4 hours and like strictly talk about the things that we're betting. It's actually perfect for both of us. Nice enough to join us now. Ryan, what's up, man?
John, thanks so much for having me. Yeah, man, I'm actually like, you know, usually I plan a little bit better. And this week is usually when I'll use my vacation. I'm not the biggest baseball guy. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan, so it's hard to be a huge baseball fan every season when you're let down by July. But, you know, I'm glad that we'll be together next week. We could talk some NFL, some college football, get everybody ready. We're like 39 days away from college football. But, man, this week with just the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, now I still get into the All-Star Game. It's fun and whatnot. But as far as betting opportunities, I don't think there's a whole lot there. So I'm excited to do the show. Also, I wish I would have taken off this week because I have a new job, man. Not only am I the co-host of BetMGM Tonight, I'm now the head coach. I take over for Ryan Silverfield, and I take over the program at Memphis. And I got Seth Hennigan through six games already in the Heisman running.
Wow.
We're a perfect 6-0 this season. And, yeah, man, after a 10-win season last year, who knows? Maybe I'll get them to 12 wins this year.
Yeah, and so that's actually, you know, one of the reasons why, funny enough, that I invited you on. It's past time anyway because, you know, I know what you do, and we've worked together quite a bit. So it's past time for me to get you here on my airwaves for once. But I saw, you know, you tweeted me that, you know, you're rebuilding, I guess, Memphis, you know, on the new game that came out yesterday if you have the premium. So you're clearly a college football video game junkie because you got the deluxe edition. Is that what it is? Dynasty edition or whatever it is?
So I'm the biggest, like, I'm a huge college football guy. I love the NFL, love all sports, obviously, but like college football is my thing. I do the college football show for the network on Saturdays. But obviously haven't played this game in over a decade. The last time I played NCAA football in 2014, I was in college. I was a freshman in college, and me and like all the guys in the dorm room had like a dynasty league. So I was really into it, you know, growing up. And then for the last 10 years, we haven't had it. So yeah, I got the deluxe edition. I paid the $100. My wife found out what I paid yesterday when she looked at the credit card bill. She's like, "Are you insane? It's a video game." And then I showed her it today and explained to her it's been 10 years. So she's all in now too.
Wow. Okay. And so let me ask you this. First of all, why did you choose Memphis as your, I mean, maybe you chose a lot of places, but why was Memphis one of them?
So I like to, when I take over the dynasty, I like to rebuild the program. And for some reason, so they have these programs all ranked 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star. And obviously your 4-star programs are your Alabamas, you know, your Georgias, your Clemsons. But I was shocked to see Memphis is only a 2-star. I mean, this is a team that went 10-3 last season, 6-2 in the AAC, you know, went to the Liberty Bowl and beat Iowa State, what, by 10 points in that game? I mean, they covered. They won that game 36-26. So I was kind of surprised to see them disrespected like that, only 2-stars. And my only issue at times has been, I mean, the defensive side of the ball needs to improve. You lose 7 starters from a unit that already gave up 29 per game, and you have some tough games. Obviously, September 14th is the one I have circled against Florida State. That might get a little bit ugly. But the offense might score over 500 points this year. They could average over 30 a game again, man. Hennigan, I really like the wide receivers. I like Mario Anderson. I thought that was huge bringing him over, you know, from South Carolina. Ran for over 800 yards there. And then Rock Taylor is just an absolute stud in the video game and in real life. Had over 1,000 yards receiving. So I just really like that offense. Defense struggles. Don't really love the coaching staff. But, yeah, I thought this was the perfect program to take over as 2-stars, you know. And I was kind of surprised to see them disrespected, like I said, like that a little bit in the game.
Yeah, 2-stars does feel low. I mean, I'd say it's a 3-star program, you know, for sure, just based on, you know, their recent history. So in terms of the game itself, like, is there upward mobility for conference realignment? I mean, I know how realistic it is, and you know, there's NIL and transfer portal and everything like that. Is there a conference realignment setting here?
Yeah, I love that we're actually talking about this on the radio. People that are just like tuning in and hearing me for the first time are like, listen to this nerd. I promise you guys, like, I have a
It is the big thing. I mean, everybody's talking about this game, you know.
and I mean, yeah, man, it's great. So the perfect part about it is, like, there's different levels for whatever you want to do in this game. Like, my 10-year-old could play this game. But also, we could play this game, and we could get into the recruiting. You could become a head coach. Hell, you could become the quarterback for Memphis if you really want. But what also you could do is kind of customize things. So you could do the conference realignment. So if you want to put Memphis in the SEC, you could do that. If you want to keep them in the AAC, you could do that. If you want to move them over to the Big Ten, you could do that before the season. Like, they give you that option, which is awesome. And that's how you could kind of – I kept them where they're at because I want to just, like, keep building. But I think that that's probably the easier way if you want to get them into national title, you know, conversation, you know, because that's probably the biggest challenge, I would say, when you take over these smaller schools. If you take over, like, Navy, Army, you could probably go 11-1, 12-0, and maybe you're in a New Year's Six, but you're probably not in the expanded college football playoff yet. But if you do change conferences, you'll probably get more looks, I would assume.
No doubt. We're talking to Ryan Horvath, who is –
actually not the Memphis football coach. That's the other. That's the other Ryan. That's Ryan Silverfield. But on the game itself. All right, last one on the game, and then we'll move on to real life stuff. What's your review? I mean, if you're giving me just a quick review of the game, does it live up to the hype here?
So I'd give it a 5 out of 5 stars. I'm not even kidding, man. And usually I wouldn't do that. Like Madden, the last probably decade, I've given like a 2 out of 5 stars. But this game, like the gameplay is much faster than Madden. I love, the play calling in this game, the playbooks are expanded. You could create your own playbooks. There's trick plays. The tackling is realistic. I'd give it a 5 out of 5 stars. I like the whole recruiting. I like that you could, do the Dynasty League and take over, a smaller program. You could take over a bigger program if you're, into that kind of thing. I think it's a perfect 5 out of 5 stars, man. It's great to have this game back because Madden's been stale for like the last 10 years. I said, they haven't really changed anything.
Yep.
Whereas this, and the other thing is, it's kind of complicated. It's hard. Like I lost a game. I lost the first game that I played. And I don't think I've lost a game in Madden in like 5 or 6 years. So I really like it. I'd probably give it a perfect rating.
Well, I'll definitely get it for the vibes, and I'm hopeful that we get a college basketball product too, because if we could do it for football, we should do it for basketball as well. All right, let's talk real life stuff here with Memphis real quick. As you know, one non-group of five team gets a slot in the new format, in the new 12-team playoff. And if you're, I don't know what the consensus is. The only numbers that I've really seen have Memphis around 6-1 to make the playoff. They're behind Boise State and Liberty, who are both 4.5-1. How would you sort of handicap Memphis's chances? Is that a bet that you would entertain at 6-1? What do you make of that?
Honestly, I would entertain it, man. Again, like you bring over an SEC level running back in Mario Anderson, who had 707 rushing yards last year. I think he takes over the spot for Blake Watson, obviously. I really like the offense for all the reasons that I talked about. You have a veteran quarterback. You have three really good wide receivers. Like, nobody talks about Kobe Drake. I know he only had, 33 receptions last year, but I think he could have a breakout season. You won 10 games last year. And the only thing is, I worry a little bit about the defensive side of the ball, obviously. But, man, I mean, I'm really excited for Chandler Martin, to come back, obviously. I think that, honestly, I do think that at worst, they're probably a 10-win team. Looking at the schedule, obviously, like Florida State, September 14th, tough game. You get Troy week two. Yep. I'm really excited for that game.
That's a degenerate's dream game right there, bro. Like, Troy, Memphis.
I'm betting the over. I can already tell you that. I really, really do think that this team could win 11 games. The only for sure loss I'd say is going to be Florida State. But hell, it's even going to be a little bit of a rebuild season for Florida State. Yep. They got DJU coming in to play quarterback, taking over for Jordan Travis. The defense should still be pretty solid. Mm-hmm. I think this team could sneak in there. I think they could win 11 games. I really do. Which is funny because like when I would go on with Gabe last year, or when I would jump on the station, I would listen to. I know a lot of people at times were down on Ryan Silverfield. It's just funny, man. I know it hasn't been perfect, but through 4 years, he's 31-18. I know a lot of programs that would take that.
Yeah, listen. Before the 10-win year, I mean, I think the big part of that was just the regression. He took over for Norvell, who was just in 30,000 feet, right? Like he was, and then unfortunately, you have the rebuild, you have COVID, and he's had some tough L's, but. Look, he's in an amazing situation now. He's got FedEx backing, corporate sponsorships, NIL, crazy, and it's paid off. I mean, you get guys like, the Tennessee leading tackler from a year ago. You get all, first team, second Big Ten, honorable mentions from the Big Ten. It's changed now. I don't know a lot about college football next season. Like, obviously, we have to watch some games, but I do know this. Memphis is an over team. I mean, that's just like, I don't know if they can really set the number high enough. On Memphis next year. That's the one thing. They'll be better defensively because it's probably impossible to be worse. But, I think they'll probably be a top 10 offense. And so I think we'll be safe just probably clicking submit on Memphis overs next year.
A lot of Memphis overs. I definitely think they're an over team as far as the win total. I love the futures. I mean, again, like they just got dudes, dude. Hennigan, Rock Taylor, like I said, Chandler Martin was a stud on the defensive side of the ball. He almost had 100 tackles. He had 17 tackles for loss. they need to get more production from pretty much everybody up front. Like, I like Hamilton, but he's going to need more than, what, two or three yep. sacks. Spears is going to need to be a little bit better. I like the nose tackle. Is it Greg Rubin? He had only like 2.5 sacks or whatever last year, though, too. I think that that's how this team wins or sneaks into the playoff, because they're going to score points. But I think they have to get after the quarterback, and they have to force turnovers, because they're going to give up points. Like, this is going to I don't think this defense is going to go from giving up 29 a game, lose 7 starters, and then become like a top 15 unit or anything like that. But, I mean, if they could get some takeaways and get after the quarterback, I think this could be a playoff team. I really do.
We're talking to Ryan Horvath from BetMGM tonight here on the show. Again, I'm going to be on with Ryan next week on the network, and we'll be talking all things college football and NFL. Interestingly enough, Alabama, even money, basically. Even money to make the playoff next year under first-year coach Kalen DeBoer. It's not a complete rebuild. Jalen Milroe is back, and, you know, I think that's the biggest part of it for me. We'll see on the skill positions. But what should we expect in this new era for Crimson Tide football? And is that a bet at even money? I mean, if Saban's there, it's probably minus 900. But is that a bet that you would entertain at even money?
At even money, I'm going to actually stay away from Alabama this season. I won't be shocked if Kalen DeBoer just steps in and they win 10 games. They don't skip a beat. Like you said, Milroe's back. Like, if I want to do anything with Alabama, I might just look at Milroe Heisman futures, because if this team wins double-digit games, it's going to be because of what he does with his arm and his legs, man. I mean, you know, you saw last year they completely changed that offense the second half of the season. He didn't look great the first half of the season. Then Tommy Reese went in and completely redid everything. But now Tommy Reese is gone. You bring in Kalen DeBoer. But if anybody could turn around a program quick, I think it's him. Like, people forget at Washington, those guys, like, most of those guys weren't his players. Michael Penix, he killed it in the transfer portal. They also got lucky with the COVID super seniors. But I just, like, with that schedule, I'm staying away this year. They got some tough games. They're going to beat Wisconsin, but going to Camp Randall week 3 is pretty tough. And then right after that, you get Georgia. They go on the road October 19th against Tennessee. And then the following week, you play Missouri, who's going to be tough. And then the following week, you play LSU. That might be the worst stretch this year in the SEC, man. Tennessee on the road, Missouri, and then on the road at LSU. And then you get Mercer, and then you go on the road against Oklahoma before you close out the season with Auburn. So I won't be shocked if they win 8-9 games. Won't be shocked if they are in the playoff. But I'm just staying away from them this year in the SEC. The team I actually really like, dude, is Tennessee. I like their quarterback a lot. Nico, I played him 16-1 to win the Heisman. You saw what he did in that bowl game against Iowa. They hung 31 points on Iowa. He was the MVP of that game. And Heupel's calling this the most loaded wide receiver room he's had. I really like their running backs. And on the defensive side of the ball, they were actually really solid last year. They lost games last year because Joe Milton was no good at quarterback. I think Tennessee might be the surprise team. I think Tennessee might be the team. Like the way that everybody's talking about Ole Miss and Jackson Dart this season, I think it's actually Tennessee that might be like the sneaky team in the SEC that sneaks into the playoff.
Tennessee plus 215-ish, depending on you know, where you shop around. What do you think of because, you know, obviously Jaden Daniels is off to the NFL. And we were talking about this the other day on the show. Like, LSU has, you know, you just always assume Brian Kelly's going to have a great class and LSU's always going to have dogs. But it's Garrett Nussmeier probably at quarterback. And in the time that he, you know, stepped in for Jaden Daniels, I can't say that I came away super compelled that he was going to be, you know, the next guy. Is that going to be enough for LSU? Are they a tad overrated, you know, in the betting markets with Nussmeier at QB?
So I'm with you, man. I thought, like, he just looked a little overrated, you know, and sometimes with these five stars. I mean, people were doing this with J.J. McCarthy. People were doing this with Cade Klubnik. We were hyping him up. And then you watch the spring game or you watch those first couple of weeks and you're like, this guy? But I did like what I saw from Nussmeier in the bowl game against, granted, it's Wisconsin. But Wisconsin was pretty solid defensively, and he almost threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns in that game and had that 98-yard game-winning drive.
Yep.
So I did like what I saw from him. I mean, you lose a bunch of guys, I think they'll be fine on the offensive side of the ball. They probably won't skip a beat. They got their tight end, Mason Taylor, coming back. He had 74 receptions the last 2 years. I like the running game, actually, with Josh Williams coming back in the backfield. It comes down to, can they fix that defense? They gave up 416 yards per game and 28 points per game, and then Brian Kelly this offseason fired most of his defensive staff. He brought in Missouri's Blake Baker, as coordinator to replace Matt House. I think Matt House might have been the issue. But, I mean, they played four ranked opponents last year, dude. And in those games, they gave up 45 points per game and lost three of them. The only one that they won was a 49-39 shootout. You have dudes. Like, you have Harold Perkins. He should be rushing the quarterback. He should never be dropping back in coverage. If they could fix the defense, they could legitimately win the national championship. But if it's a defense that's given up 500 yards per game, I think they're probably your typical Brian Kelly 10-win team.
Yeah. Ryan, you're the best, man. Thanks for coming on. I can't wait for next week. You're the best. Talk soon.
Thanks so much, man. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. He is Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. We got to let him get back to, you know, fixing Memphis in the virtual realm, right, in the augmented reality realm. So
he's tuned into that thing.
I tell you, there's just absolutely no possible way that I could immerse myself in a video game like that in today's day and age. Like, I just can't. I don't have the. I'll pop it on, play a game or two online.
Yeah,
that's going to be the extent of my immersiveness. With the two babies and the 15
you
million different
things.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
jobs.
I mean, 35. I'm 33 years old. You know, like I wish I could. I wish I could just like clear out the schedule and just have it. But you don't get days like that no more, man. All right, you don't get days like that no more.
Well, when I see all the people who are they're shipping their content out because they're playing it and they're videoing it and then they're sending it out on Twitter.
Yes.
Like Jessica Benson, who we talked to earlier, I don't have time to get that much in the weeds, and it looks like you're watching a football game.
It does.
Like, that's the thing that sticks out to me.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.